The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The government has spent around 1 billion euro on walking and cycling projects since 2020. However, many people are still reluctant to cycle in Dublin as they fear it's too unsafe. Melanie Finn, entertainment and news correspondent with the Irish Independent, is one of those people in recent weeks who has decided to cycle to work. Yet she thinks the city is too dangerous to actually cycle in. Melanie's on the line. Melanie, good morning.
Hi, Pat. How are you doing?
I was reading your piece and you say that after a health event, you decided time to be fit. And one way to do that is to cycle to work.
Exactly, you know, and what better weather, you know, to start doing that. I mean, it's just been glorious lately. But I think that the reason I wrote the piece is because I naively thought it would be a nice relaxing way to get into work. It's only about a 10, 15 minute cycle. And I was completely horrified by how unsafe these cycle paths are to use.
OK, now, do you have properly designated cycle paths for your route to work?
So there's a cycle path pretty much the whole way into Amiens Street. I'm very lucky in that. But the problem with the cycle paths is, and there's a few issues that I encountered, and this is just in a couple of weeks. One thing is no one seems to bother obeying the direction of them. So it's supposed to be a one-way route. And then oftentimes you have people cycling towards you, particularly in a stretch of the Clontarf Road. Another issue is that there's a number of businesses and roads along the route. Say there's a big gym there in Fairview and cars have to cut across the cycle path in order to access it. So oftentimes they might be late for their classes or rushing in. You know, there's a creche there as well to pick someone up. And oftentimes they'll be actually stalled or stopped in the middle of the cycle path, which is extremely dangerous. And then the other issue is that no one seems to obey any of the traffic lights. Everyone is just, it's literally like every person for themselves. So I was kind of astonished at the levels of aggression and also the levels of speed that some people could go in these cycle paths, yeah.
particularly with regards to e-bikes and e-scooters. You're dawdling along there nicely, just having a leisurely cycle into work because it's not that far. And you do it maybe 15, 20 minutes. So you're not trying to go, you're not racing against the clock to get into work. So a red light comes up, you stop. And the cyclist behind you, why is she stopping? Getting in my way.
Exactly, yeah. And there's also a lot of hissing. I encountered a lot of kind of verbal things when I first started doing it. Obviously, I was in the wrong side or I was going too slow for people's liking. And you get hissed at and it's like to the left. So that means you have to go right to the left of the cycle path so they can whiz by you at like breathtaking speeds. So it just, it feels like, it doesn't feel like the social contract is broken down. It feels like there's no social contract there in the first place. And it didn't feel safe. It doesn't feel relaxing. And I actually do love cycling, but particularly around the city centre. And that's really where we need people to be using things like the cycle paths, getting onto the buses, getting out of their cars. And Amiens Street is a particularly bad spot. I don't know if you can see in that photo in the Irish Independent today, but the bus is actually stopped partially on the cycle path itself outside Connolly Station. So if you're cycling along there, you have to keep an eye out for this giant bus to suddenly stop and pick up passengers. So that was the other issue I had, like the design of this cycle path, and we've had to endure, I think it took 2 years to build.
Yeah.
So it's not ideal. You know, you should be protected the whole way in and you're not. And as you go along, say, North Strand, for example, there's cars cutting out of all the little side streets as you approach the hill. And that's not safe either. So, you know, there's people cycling along with headphones, for example, or there's pedestrians stepping into the cycle paths and they're staring at their phones. And it's just, you know, your nerves would be gone by the time you eventually get into town.
I mean, you have issues with every cohort. I mean, you've got issues with pedestrians who don't look, who are not aware, perhaps, of a cycle lane being there. And I know that on the Clontarf Road, for example, you know where the baths are on the main Clontarf Road. And you might try to cross the road there. And there's kind of a big parking space in front of the baths. And you might not be aware, as you try to cross the road from the baths, that there's a cycle lane and people are approaching at pretty high speed along those cycle lanes.
Yeah, 100%. You know, you have to keep an eye out for everything, all kinds of hazards. There's nothing relaxing about it. And not far down from the Bath Path, they've actually closed the cycle path opposite, say, where the church is. So yeah, it just stops abruptly for a period. So you have to cycle onto the main road, not into a bus lane even, but like into a single lane on the road.
You've got to mix it with the
traffic. Sharing the space, yeah, with buses, cars, everything else. And then as soon as you come to, say, the stretch just where Fairview is, you're back in the cycle path again. But also, you know, as I highlighted in the piece, the e-bikes and the e-scooters are lethal. They're so quiet and they're so fast and they're not registered. There's no insurance there. And I think the issue is the government ignored them for so long, put no legislation in, and now they've put some tenuous legislation in, but I don't feel like it's strong enough.
And I know that the Gardaí have this rolling road piece of equipment they can bring with them around the place to check whether or not an e-scooter or an e-bike fits within the regulations. I'm not sure how often they are deployed, but there's no doubt that some of the e-bikes, some of the heavier looking ones, they are really motorbikes because they don't require require pedal power, and yet they're not required to have any tax, insurance or registration.
They are. They're absolutely lethal. They're a danger to pedestrians. They're a danger to cyclists. They're a danger to motorists. And they're a danger to themselves, you know, because they're not registered. Some people don't wear helmets. Sometimes there's no lights on these things. And there's also no insurance. So if there is an incident, who's going to cover that? You know, places like Holland, for example, where they all cycle around Amsterdam, they have to be registered. Every single one of those vehicles has to be registered. And if it's not, they confiscate it and they just destroy it.
Yeah, now
it's just gone.
The arguments that we have here, and I remember when Eamon Ryan was minister, he wasn't in favour of any kind of helmets being mandatory for people on bicycles. And the idea was, if you force people to wear helmets, then kids won't cycle or the tourists can't take up the Dublin City bike scheme, you know, that they... But in other countries, and when I was in Australia, I saw that when they were renting scooters in, I think it was Brisbane, or maybe it was Sydney, that they actually rented a helmet with it. So when you rented a scooter, you got a helmet too.
Yeah, which is an absolutely, like, it's a great idea. It should go hand in hand. Is that not the complete common sense approach to it? And the other thing is, I have three kids and I have brought them cycling on that cycle path. And one of my children was nearly knocked down by a car because it was cutting into one of the car parks on the Clontarf Road and it wasn't looking. It was in a rush and it nearly mowed down one of my children. And that was the last time. I was like, I'm not doing it anymore. There's no point. It's just too dangerous. It doesn't feel safe.
Now, there will be those and very few coming on my text screen who will say, look, Melanie, you got to get used to it. You're not up to speed yet. It's a bit like a learner driver going on a motorway for the first time. You got to know the protocols. You got to know the rules of behavior. If you're going slowly, you stick into the left or whatever it might be. But I will read you some of the text coming in. Glad you're talking about the cycle lanes. I'm a cyclist and a motorist. The cycle lanes that weren't actually needed in Dublin 16 are lethal to cycle. Too many bumps, curbs and disconnected pathways. They've ruined the roads. That's from Fiona in Dublin. A lot of issues with using cycle lanes, drivers not paying attention while in their lane, head down, using phones and drifting into the cycle lane. That's from Barry.
Yeah.
Now, people using headphones and looking away from the road is bad behaviour one way or the other for a motorist. In Amsterdam, I'm sure other European cities, it feels much safer to cycle and everyone has respect for the cyclists. But to be fair, they have far better public transport options and are successful in having very few cars in the cities. We can't compete with the public transport systems in other countries and other cities. Another one says, basically, it's a behaviour issue, really, not infrastructure. Don't forget delivery drivers parked in cycle lanes. I'm sure you've come across that too, Melanie.
Mm-hmm. I have indeed. And I was wondering if it was just me being a nervous novice, which is why I put it out to several groups, including a cycling group, just to see what their own experiences of it was. And a number of my friends have been cycling for years and years into work. And they said they would never cycle around the Dublin city centre area, which is specifically kind of where we need people to be getting out of their cars, because a lot of it is going to be car free over the coming years. And they replicated my experiences. They also said it felt like a very male space, you know, maybe 80-20 men to women. And there's very little respect, it feels, for cyclists. Like, I'm also a motorist. Like, I'm straddling both things here. You know, I have three kids. I use my car regularly. But I think we just need to make it a safer space. I don't know if there needs to be a social campaign, maybe, or a government-funded initiative to kind of encourage people, you know, basic rules of the road. Like I said in the piece, there used to be something in the 80s called cycle school. It was actually in Fairview. Yeah. And before you could even go out on your bike, you had to do a couple of hours in the school, you know, learning the basic rules of the road, hand signals, et cetera, yeah, before you could get on your bike. Like, why isn't there more encouragement to use these safe spaces safely? I don't know.
Yeah. And if, for example, you're on an e-scooter, and I mean, they're very convenient things and they're quick and speedy and handy and all that. But if you were to use hand signals to indicate that you're going right, for example, it means on that, you know, small wheeled vehicle, you're taking one hand off the handlebars, you hit a bump, you're gone, you're bunched. End of.
Oh, they can be absolutely lethal. And I think we are going to see more accidents involving e-bikes and e-scooters. I think there was one over the weekend, indeed. I think there needs to be far more legislation regarding them. I haven't seen a single guard along the cycle route, you know, checking the speeds or seeing is everyone obeying the rules of the road there. I've seen these devices come the wrong, like going onto footpaths, which they're not meant to do, you know, with passengers. You know, I've seen people with two people on them, which they're not supposed to do. And I can't think of any other European city where they're cycling the wrong way on the road or on the footpath. You know, all it would take is for an elderly person to step out, have their hip broken or worse. Yeah. You know, it feels chaotic, Pat, I suppose. And that was the primary reason for writing the piece in the Irish Independent. It's not a relaxing thing to do.
I'll read you some more of the comments to conclude. They need to remove obstacles like lampposts and traffic signs from the cycle lanes. The Clontarf Road is not wide enough and it's very dangerous, especially at night. Lampposts should be on the footpath, not on a cycle lane. Dublin seems like a safety paradise compared to Drogheda in terms of cycling. Just a few intermediate cycling paths, no network at all. Roads are made only for cars. Footpaths are very narrow. No plans for the future and no changes for the last 20 years. I gave up cycling through the town after three attempts years ago. Would never send my kids to cycle to school around that town. I'm sick of holier-than-thou cyclists. Is that you, Melanie? Even though I no longer live in Dublin, I know the majority do not obey the rules of the road nor basic skills on how to ride a bike. For example, dropping a hand off your handlebars to look over your shoulder so as to look behind you while you're pulling out on the road. Cyclists in Dublin are a menace, says John. Why are the cycle lanes so elaborate? It looks like they went for design over practicality. In Naas, 14 million spent on cycle lanes with a curb, so many young people and old trip over them. It looks like it's flat, especially when it rains. Also a lot of junctions to allow traffic access businesses for a cyclist, runner, motorist. It's all a disaster. Anyway, Melanie, thank you very much for joining us and sparking quite a lively debate. Melanie Finn, entertainment and news correspondent with the Irish Independent.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.